Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright. Okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners. Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, buckle up, because today we are diving deep into a story that proves that whole love thy neighbor thing. Well, it's not always so simple.
No.
We're tackling your neighbor drama today, and let me tell you, you submitted one heck of a doozy to the Nightmare Neighbors podcast.
Oh boy, this one's a wild ride.
You were really searching for that peaceful haven, that perfect little world when you moved into that apartment complex, right?
Yeah.
A place for you, your boyfriend, your little one. Just, you know, build a life.
Absolutely. Create a home.
You even mentioned that sense of community, almost idyllic at first.
It's that initial harmony, you know, that makes the descent into conflict even more, well, jarring, I guess.
Totally. Especially when it's unexpected, coming from, well, an unexpected source.
Right. You let your guard down.
Exactly. Like, you're picturing cozy evenings, maybe a little playtime out on the patio.
Yeah.
And those oh-so-sweet, oh-so-soothing sounds of Miss Rachel.
Miss Rachel.
Aww.
Every parent's best friend, or not.
Right. And then, Amp.
Dur.
Tom. The new upstairs neighbor at first seemed normal enough, right?
Right.
But something about those gentle tunes, something about Mrs. Rachel.
Set him off.
Set him off.
Wow.
It's almost funny until you realize it's really, really not.
No, not at all. Talk about a disconnect, right?
Huge disconnect.
You expect the children's show to have a calming effect, generally?
Of course.
But for Tom, trigger for aggression, it seems.
And that's where this deep dive takes a turn.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me more.
Because it became a masterclass in how to not be a good neighbor 101.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me. We're talking repeated, angry door banging, and I mean banging.
Oh no.
Loud enough to make you wonder if he was trying to break through the ceiling.
Seriously. I mean, that's not normal, is it?
Not even close. And you know what's interesting is that you didn't hesitate to do something about it.
Oh, you stood up to him. I like it.
Oh, yeah. Many people might have just, you know, hoped it would stop, but not you.
Good for you.
You went straight to him, ready to address the issue head on.
I'm sensing a confrontation brewing.
and address it, you did. But instead of, you know, maybe a little bit of understanding, things kind of took a nosedive, didn't they?
Yeah, sometimes those situations, they can escalate pretty quickly.
Oh, this was a full-on spiral.
Oh, no.
The door banging, well, that was just the opening act, really.
Okay, so what happened next?
You described shouting, accusations about noise levels, and get this all at, like, 4 in the afternoon.
4 p.m.? I mean, come on, that's not exactly the middle of the night.
Exactly. It's not like you were having a rave.
Right. People have to live their lives.
Yeah. Exactly. You even mentioned that you actually, like, tried talking to him directly.
Oh, really? So you went for the direct approach. I'm curious, how'd that go?
Well, let's just say, not exactly a friendly chat over coffee. You actually caught him sneaking back to his apartment after another round of, you guessed it, early morning banging.
So this wasn't just a one-time thing, it was a pattern of behavior. And you were proactive in trying to address it directly with him.
I mean, what else could you do? Except it didn't really work, did it?
Yeah.
Because that's when the threats started.
Oh, no.
And if that wasn't bad enough, well, Tom's girlfriend, she got in on the action, too.
Oh, so now it's 2 against 1.
Two against, well, you and your boyfriend and your little one.
And you mentioned your boyfriend uses a walker.
Right.
That adds a whole other layer to this, doesn't
yeah.
it? It's not just a disagreement between neighbors on equal footing anymore.
Not at all.
2 against a family, a young child, and a boyfriend with mobility issues. That creates a real power imbalance.
Absolutely. You are outnumbered, and I can only imagine the stress you must have been under.
It's one thing to feel uncomfortable in your own home, but when it starts to affect your health, that's when it really hits home.
And it did hit home, literally. You mentioned developing an ulcer and even losing weight from the constant strain.
That's awful. It's amazing how these situations, they can really impact our well-being.
It's a constant weight on you, isn't it?
Absolutely. Living with that kind of stress, especially in a place where you're supposed to feel safe and at peace, it can manifest in so many ways.
Mm.
Sleep, digestion, your overall health.
It's just not right.
No, it's not. Nobody deserves to feel unsafe in their own home.
It's like that awful feeling of being trapped, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Like your sanctuary has been invaded.
Exactly. And you're not even safe to try and relax at home. And the worst part is you tried everything. Reasoning with him, calling the police, even reaching out to the HOA and the landlord.
You did everything by the book.
It's exhausting just thinking about all those dead ends.
It's disheartening, you know, because we expect these systems, these institutions, to provide support.
Right.
But in these really nuanced situations, they often fall short.
Big time.
Police departments, often overwhelmed with more, I don't know, urgent cases.
Makes sense, I guess, but it's still so frustrating.
Right. And then gathering evidence of harassment. That can be incredibly difficult.
Like, how are you supposed to prove it?
Exactly. And landlords.
Yeah.
Especially if they're managing, like, huge properties, often remotely.
Oh, don't even get me started on unresponsive landlords.
Right. It's like pulling teeth.
You basically described dealing with a brick wall when it came to your landlord, actually.
Oh, no, really?
He managed, like, a ridiculous amount of properties, and yours was just, well, another unit to him.
Classic. It's so easy to feel like just another number in those situations.
Totally. But here's where your story takes a turn. Because you didn't just sit back and, I don't know, wait for someone else to fix it.
Oh, so you got proactive.
You got proactive in a major way. You started documenting everything.
Smart move.
Oh, yeah. Kept a detailed record of, well, every incident, every interaction.
That's so important because it creates a timeline, right?
Exactly.
A record of events. And that can help, I don't know, identify patterns of behavior.
It's all about taking control, isn't it?
Absolutely. And making sure your voice is heard.
And if that wasn't enough, you even installed security cameras.
Wow. That's thinking ahead.
You were building your case step by step.
So impressive.
Well,
especially under that kind of pressure.
But then, just as things seemed, I don't know, utterly hopeless,
yeah,
a beacon of hope appeared.
Oh, tell me. Who is this knight in shining armor?
The amazing, the one and only, Mrs. Thompson.
Mrs. Thompson. I love it when there's a Mrs. Thompson. What did she do?
She saw what was happening, recognized that, whoa, you know, there were humans on both sides of this thing.
Right.
And she just stepped in.
Wow. Talk about the power of community, right?
No kidding. She basically became a mediator. Helped you and Tom actually talk, try to find some common ground.
That's huge, because sometimes you just need that neutral third party to facilitate a productive conversation.
And you described that conversation, that mediation session, as incredibly emotional.
I bet. I mean, think about all that pent-up stress, frustration.
Tears, apologies, a genuine attempt to bridge that gap that had become like a chasm between you.
And that's the thing about mediation, right? It can create a safe space.
Totally.
A space for understanding, for resolution, and sometimes it even allows for like those hidden perspectives to come to light.
It's like you only see the anger, the frustration bubbling up on the surface.
Right.
You don't always see the pain, the hardship that might be fueling it.
Exactly. And while it certainly doesn't excuse bad behavior, it does add a layer of complexity. Reminds us that we're all human dealing with our own stuff.
It's a good reminder. So to make a long story short, this intervention, this act of kindness from Mrs. Thompson, it led to a resolution.
Oh, that's wonderful. I was getting worried for a minute there. So what happened?
Tom and his girlfriend, they agreed to be more mindful.
Okay.
The noise complaints, they stopped.
Great.
And you. You could finally breathe a sigh of relief in your own home.
It's amazing what a little bit of understanding can do, isn't it?
Truly. But here's the most remarkable part. You didn't just coexist after that.
Yep.
You rebuilt. You actually managed to create a sense of community in that apartment complex.
See, I love a happy ending. That just warms my heart. It's a true testament to the resilience of the human spirit, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's amazing what can happen when we approach conflict with, you know, empathy and communication. And your story, it's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
It really has. We've gone from peaceful Miss Rachel to banging doors to mediation and finally to rebuilding.
Phew, talk about a roller coaster. We've unpacked the psychological toll these conflicts can take, the limitations of those support systems.
Oh, yeah.
And ultimately, we're left with a renewed appreciation for documentation, community, and the power of human connection.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
But your experience, it leaves us with one final, and I think very important question. How many neighborly conflicts are simmering beneath the surface right now, unresolved?
Oh, so many, I bet. You know, those unspoken frustrations, those little resentments.
Exactly. So to our listeners out there, I ask you, what can WB do to foster understanding, to build bridges within our communities, to prevent these situations from escalating in the first place? Let us know your thoughts, because we'd love to hear them. And as always, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of nightmare neighbors.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's CODA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath.
Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners. Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide children's marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide children's marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.